In Northwest News on KPLU, 5 years ago, Seattle poet Heather McHugh got some unexpected news. She'd been awarded a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant of $500,000. She tried to figure out what to do with the money. Then her godson and his wife had a baby with severe disabilities. McHugh says she kept thinking about how stressful that would be for the parents.
It was obvious to me when that baby was born that in 10 years they were going to need a break.
So McHugh took the money she received and used it to start a nonprofit called Care Gifted. She gives vacations to people who have spent a decade or more taking care of a family member full time. One mother in Federal Way told KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross that just 1 week away made all the difference.
There's a sign propped up outside the house where Tricia Elsner lives with her triplet sons and her sister Kathy. It says, Autism Awareness, 1 in 50 children. Let's find some answers. For Elsner, it's not 1 out of 50 kids, it's 2 out of 3. Her son Colin doesn't have autism, but both Connor and Ian do.
Hi, E.
The boys are 17 years old. Ian is not able to talk much. On a recent afternoon, they're all just getting back from school and job training.
Did you have a good day?
Hope.
Okay.
Help, he asks his mom. She helps him unzip a special harness he wears that attaches inside the bus because he won't wear a seatbelt. Ian retreats to his room to watch A Muppet Family Christmas.
Mom, cleaned your room really well, okay? So no peeing on the floor and keep your clothes on, okay?
Most parents are able to get through toddler temper tantrums and toilet training because there's an end in sight. For Elsner, there hasn't been an end. And now the tantrums she faces come from almost grown men, her sons, who can't communicate what's bothering them. Connor mostly doesn't want to be around Ian, but it's hard to know. Sometimes he's fine with it.
He'll go over and say, hug Ian, kiss Ian, and hug Ian, and give him a kiss, and then go back to his room. And other times he comes in and goes, oh no, Ian's home. No, Ian. Ian, leave the house. And I'm like, he's fine. There's nothing to be upset about, but he can't tell us what the issue is.
She and her sister do what they can to keep the peace, but things can spiral out of control.
Have you ever been hurt?
Yes. Kathy and I both have been knocked to the ground. Connor has kicked me across the room before, slams his head into my head. Ian mainly hurts himself.
There's a team of people who come and help, but when they're there, Elsner has to use the time to do things like clean pee off the floor. She's the kind of person poet Heather McHugh set out to help.
I can see how hard some lives are and how much they deserve tribute. They do it for their families. They do it out of love. But what they do benefits everybody, and nobody's thinking about it, or nobody's, you know, waving thank you at them.
So McHugh used the MacArthur grant money to give caregivers week-long getaways in Victoria, B.C., Maine, and Napa Valley.
They ask for the simplest things on vacation. They want to go for a walk when they want to. They want to read a book.
McHugh is 66 with short-cropped hair and a bubbly manner. She talks with as much enthusiasm about her new espresso maker as she does about German philosophers. And she's trying to connect her background in the arts to her new calling. She's wrangled some big-name writers to donate their time to read aspiring authors' manuscripts. That fundraiser is going on today. And this work has inspired her own poetry. Here's a bit of a poem that she wrote using the unique vocabulary the caregivers use in their application essays.
I am that old round motion. Cannot tell trapped sense from well people.
Tricia Elsner went to Maine last year for her trip away. Here's a little sonic recreation. She went to the fishing village of Eastport, Maine. Did some whale watching, had a massage, and watched lots of Food Network.
So I'm going to brush the pizza dough with a little bit of melted butter.
It was the first time in many, many years that I only had to worry about myself. I didn't have to worry about getting anybody their meds, if anybody was going to tantrum and set anybody off. It was just unbelievable.
Now, a year and a half later, she's back to her regular life, putting the needs of her sons first.
Muppet Family Christmas!
Ow! Ow!
You're getting ready! Christmas is in a little over a month, huh?
Oi!
Yeah.
after I got home, I realized, that there had been a feeling in my chest like a big stone or rock that never went away.
She says after the trip, that feeling was gone. It hasn't been an easy time. One son had to be hospitalized, another had to leave school. But Elsner says that rock that used to be in her chest still hasn't come back. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.